Could a legal precedent at the International Criminal Court over Myanmar and the mass expulsion of the Rohingyas last year pave the way for the court to consider eventually trying Syria's leadership for war crimes? The court has been unable to consider either of those cases to date because neither Myanmar nor Syria are signatories to the ICC, while China, in the case of Myanmar, and Russia, in the case of Syria, have blocked attempts by the UN Security Council to refer both countries to the court. But last year, lawyers made a breakthrough in the case of Myanmar. They argued successfully that because the Rohingya refugees were driven out of Myanmar into neighbouring Bangladesh, a country that is a member of the court, then the court could exercise jurisdiction in the case. Well, earlier this week, the Guernica Centre for International Justice made a legal submission to the court in similar terms over Syria, focused on Syrians forced to flee into neighbouring Jordan during the conflict, Jordan being an ICC signatory. Toby Cadman is the co-founder of Guernica. He worked on both of these cases and he spoke to me from London earlier.
Our position is that the situation involving Syrians being forced into neighbouring Jordan, Jordan being a member of the ICC, is an even stronger case than that which involved the Rohingya into Bangladesh. And so our argument is that there is a firm legal basis in these narrow circumstances to conclude that there is jurisdiction on that basis. Now, what you have to understand is what you're looking at is the crime of enforced deportation, persecution, and other inhumane acts. But you are looking at the forced deportation into Jordan. Of course, there have been large numbers that have been forced into Turkey, into Lebanon, into Europe, Australia, North America. But it is likely that the ICC will restrict its interpretation of the Myanmar decision that it has to be a neighboring state. And it is restricted to those particular crimes around enforced deportation.
I mean, the frustration over the Syrian case for these 8 years has been the inability to act over what are self-evidently war crimes committed by many sides, but particularly by the regime. Torture, murder, the use of indiscriminate attacks on civilians. This precedent that you're looking at in the ICC isn't going to look at those wider issues then?
Well, yes and no. We are quite clear in our legal submission that, you know, the past 8 years, as we're approaching the ninth year of conflict, what we have seen, as you've quite rightly stated, is more than 500,000 Syrians have been killed in conflict. We've seen that half the pre-war population of Syria has either been killed, imprisoned, or displaced, either internally or externally. You know, we've seen crimes of aerial bombardment. We've seen use of chemical weapons. We've seen all of these crimes. The difficulty is that the ICC will restrict itself, as it did in the Myanmar decision, to forced deportation, because we're using, in the Myanmar situation, Bangladesh jurisdiction, in this case, Jordanian. But what we will be arguing nonetheless is that the circumstances surrounding the forced deportation and the fact that hundreds of thousands have been forced to flee are the executions, the torture, the aerial bombardment. We will set out that argument in detail, as we have done in our submission, and we will be providing the prosecutor with evidence over the coming weeks and months that demonstrates the situation within Syria at that time, and also that those are the reasons for why these individuals cannot return. And one of the arguments that we do make, and we consider this to be a very strong, compelling argument, is that those that return face a number of consequences. Because they fled the conflict, there is a huge amount of distrust of them by the regime authorities when they return. Many of them are being arrested. Many of them are being tortured, being killed. But there is also the point that many of them are being forcibly conscripted into the Syrian army. So they're being given a choice to either commit atrocities themselves or face imprisonment or worse, torture and death. So that is a, you know, a compelling feature for why these individuals in their thousands cannot return. And that strengthens the argument as to why the ICC should exercise jurisdiction. But of course, everybody wants to see all of these crimes dealt with before an international body, and the ICC was set up specifically to deal with conflicts like Syria. But we also have to recognize that the jurisdiction that they'll be able to exercise on this basis is going to be narrow, even though we will be making all of those arguments to the ICC prosecutor that she has to consider all of these matters before she reaches a decision on jurisdiction.
Are you firmly convinced now that there will be justice for Syrians via this process?
I've been involved with working on Syria since 2011 in a number of different ways. And I've always urged caution in how the process of truth, justice and accountability is measured as far as Syria is concerned. But what I am convinced of is that the ICC has very clear jurisdiction in relation to the matters that we have argued. And it will be almost impossible for the prosecutor to say that the legal reasoning for Syria is different than that of Myanmar. Our view is to open a preliminary examination as far as Syria is concerned is huge, and it will have huge consequences. We know that a number of cases have been opened on the European level under principles of universal jurisdiction. And some of our colleagues have done fantastic work in Germany, Austria, Sweden. Guernica itself has taken a case before the Spanish National Court. But that's never going to get Assad in a courtroom because he will have head of state immunity in the national jurisdiction. And so we've always said that whilst the ICC is not necessarily the answer to all of the problems in Syria, it is essential to ensure that those who bear the greatest criminal responsibility for what are the most horrific international crimes are held accountable. And the ICC is the venue to do that.
Toby Cadman is the co-founder of the Guernica Centre for International Justice, based in London.